I write you this note from Lakeland, Florida, where a group of us from River Life have come to experience what God is doing here. I am blessed to give you this report on what I'm hearing and seeing. On the airplane ride down, the Lord gave me a word. He said, "Savor the experience," and that is what I set my heart to do. To not allow this moment in time slip past me and get caught up with all that is going on and miss Him, and more specifically miss what He is hearing, seeing, and feeling in this hour. Mark 3:10. He had healed many, with the results that all those who had afflictions pressed around Him in order to touch Him. The first thing that impacted me when we entered the Lakeland Center, where the meetings are being held, was a quiet hunger and desperation in the hearts of many of the people. Although the atmosphere is charged and loud with sounds, it did not drown out what I felt in the hearts of many who had assembled. I knew the Lord would respond to this. There were times when Jesus walked this earth, when a great number of people heard of all that He was doing and came to Him. Mark 3:8. As I looked around, I saw young mothers holding deformed babies that appeared lifeless, little children lame in their feet, and elderly people twisted and bent in their bodies. I could feel their pain and quiet desperation. It was almost too much to take in. This is not a gathering of the hip and cutting-edge crowd. It is a gathering of the lowly and needy. Matthew 3:11. As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance, but He who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove His sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Mark 16:20. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. As we began to worship, I immediately sensed an internal fire inside of me beginning to burn. I believe Jesus Christ is beginning to walk among us with the fire and reality of what we have prayed for and longed for. It didn't surprise me when fire became the theme of the meeting. There is real healing, real miracles, and real repentance happening in these meetings. I do not believe this will only be confined to the meetings in Florida or a few other special places. What is happening here is already beginning to spread as fire naturally does if there is fuel. There are hungry and desperate people wherever you or I go. And if all we do is attend the meetings or watch them on TV, even seeing the notable miracles will soon grow boring. This fire will fade quickly if we don't personally get involved. We are to take this fire back home to our families and friends, our church, our workplace, wherever we go. I see the Lord walking among the lowly and the needy. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.